Welcome to Entrepreneur Site Blog. I'm Irinel Bogdan, the founder of this blog, and this is the audio version of my blog post, 5 Key Actions for Solid Mental Health. How much have you thought of your mental health today? Sure, you thought about your physical health, because you are easily reminded of it by looking in the mirror. But chances are mental health doesn't cross your mind very often. But it should be emphasized, at least if you wish to thoroughly enjoy life for all it's worth. If you're young and haven't entered the world of work, peer pressure may take its toll on you. But being faced with the task of performing at your peak day after day is another ballgame altogether. Both can take a toll on your mental health, which is why it's so important to perform key actions that can help solidify your mental health. So be sure to perform these actions. First, sleep on schedule. We know work and school can be tough, making sleep the scapegoat. However, this is one of the worst things you can do, and lack of sleep will only hasten decline of your mental health. The body needs good sleep as much as it needs good, healthy food and clean water. There's literally no quicker way to lose your mind than depriving the body of sleep. Even stringing together a few nights in a row of 5-hour nights can leave you shaken. If you've ever had a poor night of sleep, you know the negative alteration to mood and performance it has, worsening the situation. Good sleep is not 8 hours. Good sleep is sleep where your body reaches its deepest level of relaxation and restoration. The REM cycle is the deepest stage of sleep. It's like the mind's maintenance time. It's also where dreaming occurs. As much as possible, strive for a minimum of 7.5 hours of sleep every night. Go to sleep at a time that leaves you enough hours for rest. Nobody likes a grouch in the morning. Second, spend time outdoors. Ever notice when things get overwhelming how we are drawn to the beauty of being outdoors? Well, as it turns out, Mother Nature knows best, as spending more time outdoors translates to improved mental health. When you feel like you need a break, there's no better place to take it than outside. Plus, a leisurely walk outdoor can reduce stress and boost your endorphin levels, key to keeping a level head. Sports are also a great thing to participate in to help keep you healthy. There are many different types of sports out there, and recreational sports definitely have their purpose. Recreational sports are more focused and outdoor on outdoor activities, so instead of staying in a building to play basketball, a recreational sport will help you get out in the world and enjoy how great nature is. 3. Love and be loved. A fairly common trait amongst depression sufferers is the feeling that they are alone in this world. This could stem from many things, but commonly is related to some form of rejection or not fitting into socially accepted norms. Maybe you have a sibling who is the clear favorite of your parents, or maybe you just experienced a breakup. Get a dog. Dogs are undoubtedly the most loving companion you can ever have. Of course, we're not advocating that you forgo your human companions, but pets are darn good as well. 4. Laugh heartedly. Someone once equated laughter with exercise, since they are both profoundly good for your mental and biological health. Though there is no doubt that laughter can't replace exercise, that's not to say you can't enjoy life to the fullest. Laughter, similar to exercise, reduces stress hormone levels and elevates levels of endorphins, those mood-elevating neurochemicals that are so crucial to our mental health. So when things look gloomy, just lean in and laugh about it. 5. Exercise and meditate. No list of action that promote mental health would be complete without including exercise. After all, exercise is the fix to many things that ail us, including mental disease. Exercise boosts your mood. When we are physically active, our bodies release chemicals in our brains called endorphins that give us a sense of overall well-being. Endorphins help optimize your mental health as well as warding off chronic lifestyle conditions such as high blood pressure and diabetes. While these diseases can negatively affect the brain itself, they can inadvertently contribute to poor mental health, either from exacerbating stress or negatively affecting brain chemistry. Daily meditation is important for those who want to grow spiritually and mentally, as well as physically. Meditation has many benefits, all of which stimulate the mind and the body. Meditation can be done by anyone and does not require experience. The only thing a beginner to meditation must know is that practice makes perfect. There may not be immediate results of meditation, but the long-term benefits are boundless. In conclusion, do not take your mental health state for granted. Given many people have never grappled with depression or any other form of mental illness, but a proportion could have been prevented altogether with a little preventative action. So, which of these actions is your preferred one? If you like to discover more meaningful spiritual insights about life and business, please visit www.entrepreneursite.com and subscribe to our newsletter. Thank you and take care.